Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
We continue our numbers game as we order up the greatest number 24s of all time. This is a deep number. There are a lot of choices. But baseball, football, basketball, hockey, soccer, NASCAR, you name it. If you wore number 24, you're eligible to be on this list. But what are the top five? From five to one, what do you got, D?
All right, so I'm going to start off with the cornerback of the Denver Broncos, and that was Champ Bailey. He also played cornerback for the Washington Redskins at the time. People want to talk about Darrelle Revis. In 2006, I'm pretty sure Champ Bailey only gave up four catches all year.
Jesus.
Something stupid like that. Like, that's how damn good he was.
That's
and the thing about it is he could pick it too. So, Champ Bailey, Hall of Famer, 12-time Pro Bowler, 3-time All-Pro, and just his stud season, he had 10 interceptions, and just didn't look to his side of the field. He was the first to me. He was him and Dion Burke and Darryl Green, too, were one of those guys. You just didn't even look their way. Just even wasn't even worth it. Number four, going with number 24 for the Patriots, Darrelle Revis. Now, oh. he also played for the Jets, the Buccaneers. He played for the Chiefs as well. But he made his living playing with the Jets, with Revis Island. He had a hell of a 2009 where he pretty much shut down all the top receivers that he went against in the league. And he is a Hall of Famer. He's also a Super Bowl champion. He won his Super Bowl with the Patriots. 7-time Pro Bowler, 4-time All-Pro. He's a damn good player. Damn good player. So that's who I got at number four. At number three, I've got Charles Woodson. Because before Charles Woodson was 21 with the Packers, he was 24 with the Silver and Black. 24 with the Raiders. Hall of Famer, 9-time Pro Bowler, 3-time All-Pro, Super Bowl champion, one of the best players ever come out of Michigan. He won the Heisman there. Charles Woodson was a phenomenal, phenomenal football player. Number two, I'm going with Marshawn Lynch, who really, he played for the Bills, but everybody remembers him when he played with the Seahawks, and then later in his career, he played with the Raiders. 5-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, and he's got over 10,000 yards. Marshawn Lynch. And number one, my favorite baseball player of all time, and that's Ken Griffey Jr. The kid. 630 home runs, won an MVP award, Hall of Famer. He was in the home run race with McGuire and those boys, but then he got hurt and he couldn't keep up. 13-time All-Star, 10-time Gold Glove. He made wearing your hat backward and playing baseball look cool. 3-time Home Run Derby champion. 7-time Silver Slugger. All-Star Game MVP. Major League Player of the Year. It's the kid, Ken Griffey Jr. What do you got, Z?
Elevate your coffee routine with Strong Coffee Company's Black Instant Blend and lattes. Both feature organic coffee, protein, MCTs, and adaptogens for sustained energy and mental clarity. you can use our discount, DANDZ, and you can use that code at strongcoffeecompany.com.
That's what I'm talking about. This is so deep, right? You just went football, right? And then junior. There are so many, so many.
That's a good number.
Honorable mention, Jeff Gordon, 93 career NASCAR wins.
For sure.
Ryan Callahan, heart and soul, blood and guts and nuts for the Rangers. Won his cup in Tampa Bay. So that's impressive for that. I'm going to start number five, Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
So averaged 25-5-5, 18-time All-Star, Hall of Famer. Come on now. What are we doing here? Two-time scoring champ, five-time NBA champ, 15-time All-NBA team, 12-time All-Defensive team, All-Rookie team in 96-97, two-time Finals MVP, won an MVP in 2007-2008, and he's on the NBA 75th anniversary team.
Take a drink.
Number four, Barry Bonds. And he's only number four because of the suspicion of steroids. Well, I don't know about suspicion, but your head doesn't grow like that naturally. But a seven-time MVP, 14-time All-Star, Home Run Derby champ, two-time batting champ, eight-time Gold Glove, 12-time Silver Slugger, and...
Wait a minute. Didn't Barry wear 25?
He wore 24 in Pittsburgh.
Oh, he wore it in Pittsburgh.
He wore it in Pittsburgh, so it counts. I could take him for 25, too, if you want.
I'm taking him for 25.
But he wore 24 in Pittsburgh, couldn't wear 24 in San Francisco because of number...
Willie Mays,
baby. So 762 home runs. How many of them clean? Who knows? I can't say. But the fact that he didn't need it and he still did it, it's like what you say said about Roger Clemens a couple weeks ago. The fact that he did it,
yeah,
kind of it tarnishes. Even the suspicion of it, he did it. Number three, Willie Mays, his godfather. Career 301 hitter, 660 career home runs. No suspicion of any kind of performance-enhancing issue. Hall of Famer, Rookie of the Year, 24-time All-Star, people. 24-time All-Star. Fuck. Two-time MVP, 54 World Series champion, two-time All-Star MVP, won a batting title, 12-time Gold Glove, Clemente Award winner. If he played basketball, he would have been on the 75th anniversary team, take a drink. So that is Willie Mays, man. Say hey. Willie Mays. This might be controversial to you, but number two, I got Ricky Henderson, man. The Man of Steel. Only a 279 career hitter. 297 homers. But that's not what his game was about, right? He has an MVP. He's a 10-time All-Star. Two-time World Series champion. A Gold Glove. Three-time Silver Slugger. ALCS MVP. It's all about the stolen bases, man. For Ricky Henderson, 1,406 stolen bases. Dominant. This man once had 100 steals before the All-Star break. Like, that's the level of speed, and that's how good Ricky Henderson was at swiping bags. And then the stories about Ricky are legendary, right? About how John 316. But what about Ricky hitting 324? Forget John 316. Ricky hitting 324. Love it. Or the John Olerud story. Ricky played with a guy who had a helmet too. Yeah, it was me. We were in Toronto together. Jesus, Ricky. One of the great characters in Major League Baseball history, Ricky Henderson, the Man of Steel. And number one, my number one too, Ken Griffey Jr. saved baseball in Seattle. He was the face of Major League Baseball in a time where they desperately needed him to be the face of baseball. He was the face of Let the Kids Play. And there was no fancy ad campaign. There was no need for making baseball bats out of number two pencils or make them look like number two pencils or bubble gum, right? Like any of this stupid crap that they do today to try and promote the kids. Ken Griffey Jr. went out there with his hat on backwards and just played the game with a smile and a joy that you don't see anymore, right? The youthful joy of Ken Griffey Jr. 284 career hitter, 630 career homers, three-time home run derby champion, 10-time gold glove winner, Hall of Famer, 13-time All-Star, 7-time Silver Slugger, All-Star MVP, and an MVP. It's a shame he never won a World Series. Shame he never even got to a World Series. But when you're talking about the face of a generation of ball players and a guy that everybody wanted to be like, it was Ken Griffey Jr. Everybody, whenever we were in Little League, when we were playing wiffle ball, whose stance did they copy? Ken Griffey Jr. Who swung and then dropped the bat like Ken Griffey Jr.? Everybody. Everybody wanted to be, I'm not exaggerating, everybody from of a certain age wanted to be Ken Griffey Jr. And to this day, still inspiring people as a photographer. So he has a good second act going as well. But the kid is the best 24 I've ever seen. Those are our lists. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoute Podcast. Drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDNZ and let us know who your top five 24s are. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 25s. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.